When you want hummus, where in the KC Metro do you eat? Do you know the best place to get tahin? Tell us. This podcast, Up to Date, is making a best of the best list and needs recommendations for Middle Eastern and Mediterranean restaurants in KC. Text us at 816-601-4777. That's 816-601-4777. Standard texting rates apply.
From KCUR, this is Up to Date with Steve Kraske. I'm senior producer Zach Wilson. Earlier this week, we put out a question on our text line asking our listeners about any issues they had had recently with the U.S. Postal Service. In well over 100 responses, we confirmed what we already figured. People all over the metro are not getting their mail and packages for weeks on end. Three local members of Congress, Representatives Sam Graves, Emmanuel Cleaver, and Mark Alford, recently introduced the Pony Up Act to protect consumers from late fees incurred on bills that were delivered late by the USPS. So how much will that help people who use the mail service, and what else can be done about it? Today, Steve Kraske talks all things Postal Service with Missouri's 6th District Congressman Sam Graves.
So first of all, Congressman, I want to hear it from you. What are your constituents saying these days about mail service in the district?
Well, they're frustrated, and it's more than anything else. It's just, you know, these bills that continue to get in late. It's payments that are late. In fact, I received my Evergy bill the other day. I got the late notice the same day I got my original bill.
Wow.
It's just frustrating to everybody. And this seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. And it's not this passes from one administration to the next. It's bad in Republican administrations, bad in Democrat administrations. It's just systemic within the Postal Service that they can't get the mail out. It's not our local mail carriers. Once they get the mail, they get it out. Mm-hmm. The problem is getting it to the post office or the local post office.
So what needs to be done here? I mean, is it just a matter of giving the Postal Service more money, Congressman? What's the issue?
It can't be more money. Listen, they have raised rates 4 times since 2021, and now they're proposing another rate increase.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
But it doesn't get any better. It gets no better. It hasn't made any change at all. It's the management in Washington when it comes to the Postal Service, and it's frustrating. Listen, when you can get a package from Amazon overnight, but you can't get your bill, your letter in the mail for a month, something's wrong. It's just absolutely wrong. And they're losing customers as a result. People are just leaving the Postal Service because they can't count on it, and using other forms of bill payment or communication or whatever the case may be.
You know, has Congress been able to diagnose, Congressman, what the issue is? I mean, or is it sort of clouded behind the bureaucracy and everyone's swimming in a veil of ignorance here?
So we've tried, and you know, we went through this process back in 21 and kind of worked through the Postal Service and passed legislation to restructure at least part of the management, and they also have to report now to Congress. But the problem with that is it hasn't made any difference. They've fallen right into the very same, or didn't fall back into it. They continued the very same bad policies and bad management that has always been the case. And it's just, again, it just keeps getting worse. And, you know, and you pull your hair out, you tell the Postal Service to get these things done, and they come before Congress and they tell you they're doing this, this, and this, but it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. And they are so autonomous, it makes it very hard to quote unquote, force them to do anything different.
Do you have any sense, Congressman, how much feedback are you getting from your constituents these days? I mean, are your office phones blowing up over this? Is it just a steady stream of calls, or what kind of feedback are you getting?
We're getting a lot of feedback, but what's interesting is too, it's always that issue that's, and by the way, can you deliver my mail on time? You know, it always comes up at the end of the conversation, and it's universal.
Wow.
Throughout the district, and some areas are even worse than other areas. And for whatever reason, you know, that mail just never seems to make it to the post office. And it's just constant frustration.
Let's go to Leslie from Kansas City, Kansas. Leslie, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I have Informed Delivery, which sends me an email every morning telling me what mail I'm supposed to get that day. A lot of times it doesn't come for a couple of days, but I had an envelope that was scanned that contained a $3,000 check, and that check never came.
Wow.
And when I tried to track it down, just basically, well, we don't know where it is, so sorry about that.
Yeah.
No resolution.
That rings a bell, Congressman. Yeah.
That's just a sorry about that. That's the quorum call bill. You know, that's one of the reasons why Congressman Cleaver and Congressman Alford and I introduced the obviously it's on a different end than what the lady was talking about. But the fact is that if the post office can't get this stuff to us on time, then, you know, they're going to have to pony up and they're going to have to pay some of these late fees or pay for the damages done as a result of, you know, not receiving, you know, a payment or not receiving this or not receiving that in a timely manner. And, you know, and again, what they're doing, they're just managing themselves completely out of business. The more they lose customers, the farther and farther down the Postal Service is going to go until ultimately it becomes something that is a relic. And it's unfortunate that could be the case.
Congressman, you're referring to this legislation that you and Congressman Cleaver and Alford have introduced, bipartisan act here. It's called the Pony Up Act, and it would enable anyone who incurred a late fee due to the late delivery of the mail, like you have, Congressman, to file a claim for a late fee repayment. Do you have any sense? Does this bill have legs? Is it going to get anywhere?
Well, what's interesting is it's, you know, it doesn't matter if you're rural or urban, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, doesn't matter. Everybody is getting calls, constituent calls about their mail service. So that's what gives it legs. You know, and Emmanuel Cleaver and I have been working on this for years with, you know, again, constant frustration. And now that Congressman Alford has joined with us to help at least alleviate some of the problems in the Kansas City area. But it's universal. It's one of those issues that crosses just about every demographic line that's out there.
You know, what struck me about my house, I live just on the Kansas side of the state line in Westwood. You know, some days the mail comes, some days it doesn't. And the other thing I've noticed is that some nights the mail carrier is coming at 9:10, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. He or she's got the headlamp going so they can see where they're going. And you sort of wonder about the hours they're putting in, the dangers they're incurring by being out that late at night, making a fuss at everybody's front door. And I sort of worry about them a little bit.
Well, and you know, that goes to show you too, at the local level, you know, they're trying to get the mail out and they're trying to get it out to people as quick as possible. It's getting it to them seems to be more of a problem than anything else. You know, it's getting from the big sorting facilities or the big hubs to the local post office. And then once they get it, you know, they work very hard to get it out there.
We'll be right back with more from Steve Kraske's conversation with Congressman Sam Graves in just a minute.
Problems with the U.S. Postal Service. That's our topic here. Our guest is Congressman Sam Graves from the Missouri 6th District up north. From our text line this morning, two of my bill payments were lost in the mail, resulting in late fees, and one of which still has not been located after 5 months. I've moved to online bill payment as a result. I also waited 2 weeks for the delivery of a medication that normally takes 1 day. It was routed from North Kansas City to Atlanta and eventually back to me in Kansas City, Missouri. It's mind-boggling. I've never had problems such as these in the past. Can Congress demand explanations as to the cause of these problems? And Congressman Graves, you're saying you guys were doing exactly that.
Yeah, that's precisely what, you know, what we're working on and what we're doing. And again, you know, and this individual pointed out exactly what's happening. People are going to other forms of or other means to get their messaging out or to have their packages delivered. And what's interesting too is you take companies like UPS and FedEx, DHL, they have had contracts with the post office before to help with the delivery, but they are backing away from those simply because they can't depend on the Postal Service to do it in a timely manner. So, you know, again, it's you've got companies out there that are able to make this happen. They're able to do overnight delivery, let alone 2-day or 3-day delivery. And you know, and we all see it, for instance, on with companies like Amazon that,
right.
You know, you order it and on your doorstep the next morning. And so, you know, if they can do it, why can't the post office deliver, you know, the mail in a timely manner? And so a lot of people are doing just that. They're going to online bill payment or whatever the case may be. And that's just going to continue to spiral down again until it will eventually, if it doesn't turn around, it will eventually be a situation where the post office is a relic, is what it is.
Ben from Kansas City, Missouri, who works for a nonprofit. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so we have days when we actually don't get our mail at all. And it's crazy for a business, especially a not-for-profit. Because, you know, sometimes we're waiting for like a grant check or a donation to come in the mail, and it just gets delayed. But I think it is the local carriers also, because I think there's just not enough of them. Because we've called the post office, they say they don't have enough people. And so some carriers are doing two routes. And you were talking about your guys coming late at night. Well, we close at 5 o'clock. So when the gates are locked and they can't get in to deliver the mail. And so then we miss the day, and sometimes it's 2 days. So it's
right.
Just crazy.
Ben, appreciate the phone call. Sorry for your frustrations. Let's go to Dale from Kansas City, Kansas. Dale, you're on Up to Date. Our guest today, Congressman Sam Graves.
Yeah, my frustration has been, I had a good friend over on the Missouri side that I had to work with, and she was constantly getting her mail late. And as they said, that the poor carrier was coming way late at night. And she relied on the mail for various means in her business at the time. And I just find it frustrating. I'm an older retired veteran who has watched the mail work wonderfully well over decades. And then suddenly some people got the genius idea of changing everything and selecting leadership that was going to show the way, I guess. And it's the same leadership that's still there, not showing us the way. And I find that incredibly frustrating. And I should say this, on my side over here, things have gone well. I've gotten my mail. So I cannot figure out what is the dysfunction
right
in the metro area.
I appreciate the phone call, Dale. You know, it strikes me as we're talking here, Congressman, that this is a matter of more than just mere frustration. You know, for some people, as the one text line writer said, they depend on the Postal Service to get their medications every day. So it can have serious health implications as well when the mail doesn't show up.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we've pushed, you know, to keep 6-day delivery, because in some cases, if they don't get that medication on Friday, then they're hoping it comes obviously on Saturday. And, you know, the simple case is they can't wait, you know, over the weekend. And it can be a very, very, you know, you hate to use the term life or death situation, but if you don't
right.
get your medication, you know, and a lot of senior, my district is just full of senior citizens, and they depend on the post office
right.
to get that medication. And it's, you know, and it kind of go back to what the gentleman said too, you know, this has passed from one administration to the next, and we're going back, you know, 4, 5, 6 administrations, you know, and it never does change. It's that entrenched bureaucracy in the management system of the post office that cannot seem to figure out, you know, what you know, customer service is, and what, you know, just doing the job that needs to be done.
You know, you mentioned this idea of, some have talked about reducing the number of days the mail's delivered from 6 to 5. Is that a possible solution here to ease the pressure on the system? Would you take it to 4 days a week or 3 days a week? Is that a path forward or not?
I don't think so. I think that actually makes it, you know, makes it even worse because they do pile up, particularly at sorting facilities, they will pile up mail to certain areas. And then what they'll do is then run it out. And that creates a lot of those problems when it comes to getting your, not getting any mail today, but getting it, you know, a bunch of it tomorrow. You know, so there's always got to be a tomorrow. That's the problem. If you know, the mail ends on Thursday and it doesn't start up again until Monday, that creates a huge gap and a lot of problems for people. So, you know, there's always got to be a tomorrow, you hope, when it comes to getting getting your mail or getting your prescription or getting your check or getting, you know, the bills that you need.
Now, we've talked about this Pony Up Act that you've introduced along with Congressman Cleaver and offered to force the Postal Service to pay for late fees if the mail's delivered late. Is there any other kinds of legislation that you're considering introducing on this whole topic of slow mail delivery?
I know there's a lot of talk on trying to, you know, with different coalitions and different groups out there, we're actually even talking to figure out what, is there something else that we can do to force the Postal Service to change the way they're doing things or do something different to try to alleviate this problem. So there's a lot of talks. There's not much in the way of legislation that's been proposed. And that's one of the reasons why, through sheer frustration, that Congressman Cleaver and Congressman Alford and myself, we offered this Pony Up Act. You know, either get your act together or start paying these fees as a result of your incompetence when it comes to getting the mail out.
Yeah. Let's go back to some phone calls here. Let's go to Melanie from Lawrence on the Kansas side. Melanie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling because a couple of years ago, our cat had been at large and we got an animal ticket and paid the fine to municipal court here locally and then forgot about it. And then about a month later, we got a phone call saying we'd missed court, went to court, and they had never gotten our payment. And so we had to pay it and, you know, could have gotten arrested for it. And about a month later, we got a piece of mail that someone in Indiana had gotten that piece of mail, sent it back to municipal court, sent to us saying they were so worried that someone could have gone to jail over this and that they had gotten the check there. And I checked the address and it was the correct address to court. Like nothing was off, no zip codes, no nothing. So wow. That was another situation. It could have been bad having to bail yourself out of jail, especially for an animal at large or anything that you've been illegal.
Yeah, Melanie, thank you. You know, Congressman, just anecdotally, what I've picked up from talking to mail carriers around town, because I ask them about this, they often say that the Postal Service is just a really tough place to work. It's a lot of pressure, and the churn is pretty intense, and it drives people out.
Yeah, it's a, and again, that goes back to management. That goes back to the higher ups in Washington, D.C. that actually run the Postal Service, and it's a reflection of, you know, of that, of those individuals and that style of management. And again, many of those individuals have been around for decades and nothing is changing. And so what they do is they also try to put this on the local post office and say, it's not their fault. It's the local post office's fault, which isn't the case. It comes back to, them.
Right.
They are running the office. They are managing the post office, but it's nothing but excuses, excuse, excuse, excuse.
You know, Congressman, a man named Louis DeJoy is the Postmaster General of the United States, and does he need to be replaced? Is it time to change the leadership at the top to make some of the points that you're making here, or what do you think?
I think we need to find a postmaster that can get the job done, and it's clearly DeJoy can't get the job done, so let's move on to the next person until we find somebody. Do we find somebody that can, and that's the frustration is, you know, these individuals get in there and then just nothing happens. Nothing changes.
Right.
Nothing changes.
Let's go back to some calls with our frustrations about the U.S. Postal Service. Let's go to Jim from Smithville. Jim, you're on up to date.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
All right. So I got an experience in that my father passed away about a year ago. Out of state and dealing with legal documents, I've missed court filings because it's been caught in the mail. I end up then putting trackers and stuff like that and paying extra money with the mail service to make sure I can know where it is. And what I'm finding is the mail is going all over the country to these distribution centers, just to make it across the state line. So apparently, to me, that means there's something logistically going on and operationally that is screwed up. For instance, my brother lives about 2 hours from Omaha. His mail is going to Denver and then back clear across the state of Nebraska to get back to him instead of going through Omaha.
Wow.
Is another example. So it's questions like that that don't add to the trust in the postal service. I do give kudos to the local people. It's not their fault. But, you know, it gets a little frustrating when you're trying to just do the right thing and you're being held up by a logistics issue.
Jim, I appreciate the phone call, and I've heard those frustrations as well. Congressman, as we wrap up here, are there any hearings scheduled anytime soon? Is there a momentum on this issue, or how would you describe what's happening out there?
Yeah, the momentum's building for sure, because, again, it's when you hear from constituents back home, and particularly on something that is on everybody's mind, and every member of Congress is hearing the same things, that builds momentum quicker than anything else. And so the momentum's building. You know, it's whether or not we can come up with a solution that is so frustrating to folks. And it's, you know, we're working to try to figure that out, but we're not getting any help from the Postal Service whatsoever, that's for sure. And the gentleman's right too. If I'm mailing a letter to the next town 7 miles away, you know, it'll take a week if it's ever delivered.
Right.
And there's no reason for that. When I can go to Amazon and I get something the next morning. That is as much frustrating as anything else. And you know, again, the momentum is building. We're trying to come up with solutions. And I do think it's time to find a new, I think we just keep going through postmasters until we find somebody that can fix the problem.
That was Steve Kraske in conversation with Congressman Sam Graves of Missouri's 6th District. Up to Date is a production of KCUR, and this podcast was produced by me, Zach Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.